I'm sure you'd have noticed that the ever-rising cost of living is making us change our habits when it comes to purchasing items, whether it's groceries and going for own brand products, or maybe choosing not to buy something because essentials have become so much more expensive, you mightn't have that disposable income available. So if you are a business, how can you make your business or your product or your service stand out and make sure that it still is an essential for consumers? Well, here to talk all about this and to give us plenty of tips in this area is Mary McMahon. She is Group Strategy Director at advertising agency Connolly Partners. Mary, good evening. You're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mary.
We're in a cost of living crisis and prices seem to be just rising every day. And it's really changed consumer habits, hasn't it?
So definitely, Mary, it's having a huge impact. One of the trends we identified this quarter is that there are essentials even within essentials. And 66% of people in Ireland are actively seeking ways to spend less. So if you think about it, you're looking ways to spend less, but you're ultimately going to end up spending more in the coming months. So you're going to have less things and less experiences, but you're not going to have any additional money in your bank account because of the cost of living.
With people either cutting out purchases or finding cheaper alternatives, especially the own brands, what can producers or service providers do to push their own brand, either on the media or on social media, to try and keep customers buying their product or service?
So if you think about it, these customers, they're cutting out purchases or they're looking for cheaper alternatives, and they're doing it for rational reasons, so not emotional reasons. And in my agency, we always think about the left brain and the right brain and the decision making. So if you or your listeners love Barry's tea, you're not going to switch to an own brand tea. And you'll notice I use the word love there. It's an emotional feeling. So brands and companies, if they're able to kind of conjure up those feelings, they're going to be more protected. They can do this by being superior, and they can also do this through storytelling and branding.
Okay, so should businesses be changing their marketing strategy now for media and social media, given that we're in this current economic situation?
Mm-hmm. If this is something that's affecting your business listeners, I would recommend cementing their position as a non-negotiable essential. So brands can do this by leveraging the emotional connections and the moments that happen during that interaction moment with customers to be seen as crucial to those personal moments. So if you were a hotel, for example, don't think like a utility that you're selling heads on beds. Think of your offering as more of an experience. And one of my clients is Shannon Airport. And, you know, while an airport, it could be seen as very transactional, a place you go to use an airline. What they're actually doing is offering possibilities. So they're offering possibilities for adventures and memories. And they have a campaign this summer, Your Dream Start to a Dream Holiday. So it's that idea of always building on emotional connections to protect yourself and be that non-negotiable one, the one people are not willing to give up on.
Influencers, a lot of brands use influencers, but there seems to be a bit of a pushback against them now on social media, and I suppose maybe more authentic material is being sought out. But influencers are still key to a lot of businesses' marketing strategies, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I would say the influencer market is changing a bit. There is a pushback on influencers, and there's also a new trend even within influencing, which is called de-influencing. And that's where creators and Gen Z audiences are taking advantage of a trend at the moment where people are pushing back against consumption culture. So back in 2022, not long ago, it was very much the year of the hashtag TikTok made me buy it. And if you were scrolling on social, you'd see all these different products that people just couldn't resist. Often they were junk. But now in 2023, we're seeing a surge in the hashtag de-influencing. So a person with lots of followers will make a de-influencing video. So it could be a video about all the skincare products that they have and that they don't like or they don't feel work. And your brand could be named and shamed by them in a de-influencing video. So there's also a rise in micro-influencers, and that's influencers with smaller but highly engaged followings. And, you know, they're really good because they provide opportunities for brands to connect with more niche audiences. And if you're connecting with a more niche audience, there's a potentially able to achieve higher levels of authenticity and engagement.
On social media, though, people don't have great attention spans. So how can a business make their brand stand out and, you know, and keep people's attention?
OK, I am one of those people, Mary. I don't have the attention span on social. And in advertising, sometimes when we're pitching ideas, we're pitching them as thumb-stopping ideas, because you do kind of end up in a trance where you can just end up aimlessly scrolling. And I think for businesses, authenticity has to guide all your key communication decisions. So you have to have a communication strategy that's relevant to your brand, and you need to stick to it. And that might mean that you have to reject some of the latest fads. And, you know, if you're not on the latest fad straight away anyway, it can seem a bit old hat even a week later. So it mightn't be such a bad thing if you just stick to your own strategy and don't get sucked into all the fads. And then also using social media for its intention. So what your consumer and customers are using it for. So if you want to post stylish images, you should use Instagram or Pinterest. Or if you want to entertain, you want to use TikTok. So whatever's right for your brand, tone of voice and the comm strategy.
Okay. Algo speak. Now, this is a new word on me and it's probably new to a lot of people. So what does this have to do with businesses and why should businesses be engaging in this?
Yeah, I only heard of it recently myself and I'm not going to claim to be an expert on it, but it is a trend we've identified. So algo speak is code or rhyming slang and it's used to avoid moderation or censorship online. So I'm absolutely not promoting it because like many things on the internet, it has positives and negatives. And in dark ways, it can be used for exploitation. But it is a trend and it's ultimately being used to avoid being moderated. And it's basically when new words are created to get around algorithms, especially the way TikTok works. So here's an example, the use of the word unalive. People now say that or they type that because if they were to type or say dead or kill, their video won't get served to people. So if you imagine you're a gamer with a huge following and you say those words, your video views are going to plummet on essentially your business. That's the business they're in. So a gamer might say, I unalived a load of baddies to get to the next level. And there's other words too, like panini for pandemic. So it was created in the height of the pandemic because videos that mentioned pandemic weren't getting served because the algorithm was stopping them in an attempt to stop the spread of misinformation. And as you can imagine, there's lots of rude ones too that I'll spare your listeners from. But if they find it interesting, they can look up AlgoSpeak for themselves. And there's loads of really interesting articles about it.
Okay. Mary, finally, before we finish up, what do you think are the key takeaways for businesses listening who are feeling the pressure with the rising cost of living and need to really push their brand?
So from what I've been talking about, I guess the key takeaways are for consumers cutting back, I would cement your brand or company's position as a non-negotiable essential. And like I said, you can do that by building on the emotional connections with your customers. And then for AlgoSpeak that we were just chatting about, that's like people are actively trying to avoid being moderated. So brands do need to consider these new inverted commas languages in order to remain relevant and to reach their intended audiences. But one way of doing that is to bring in a good cross-section of ages and approaches from your team, and that can really help with this. And then in regard to influencers, I think identifying and working with authentic influencers. So you must consider your communication strategy and their credibility on each specific subject.
Look, Mary, great tips there. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme.
Oh, thanks for having me, Mary.